gas prices, getting higher every day. Is there any relief in sight? There is with Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs can save you up to 10 to 20% of the cost of every tank of gas. It's completely safe for your engine and even reduces emissions. Every time you fill up your car, simply drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank. It goes to work immediately, lowering your emissions and giving you better mileage, which means your dollar goes further at the pump.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this was after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, if you've missed any portions of our program, I encourage you to pick them up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com on our show archives. We'll have them up for you this afternoon. Great stuff for you. Rick Manning was with us to begin with. We got into a bit about the budget and that whole situation and little background on that. We also talked about the significance of the radio program. Talked with just a variety of things. Check it out. You'll like it. I promise. Last hour was Dr. David Wormser talking about Iran and what's happening in Iran. The mullahs are in trouble. And Russia and China are trying to prop up the mullahs, but at the same time, they've actually made some inroads. And there's some huge opportunities that might exist there to bring Christianity back into that part of the Middle East. And we'll see what happens with that. And then we talked about why and the significance of that and some really insightful information about just about the Judeo-Christian foundations with Dr. David Wormser. It's very good. All right, I want to welcome to the program. He's been with me several times here recently, and I'm going to plug his book to help out a friend. It's called A Flicker in the Water, and these are Inside the Tales, True Fish Stories, by my friend Bob Gonzalez, and the foreword is by Mariel Hemingway. Mariel Hemingway wrote the foreword to this book, A Flicker in the Water. A Flicker in the Water. So if you're looking for some fun, light, encouraging reading, I encourage you to pick that book up, A Flicker in the Water. Bob, I want to get into it. Welcome, first of all. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, so you're in Florida now. You're in Destin, which is up in the Panhandle. So fortunately, you know, we thank God for that you are not directly impacted by this. But the reports that we're getting, and you went through a pretty devastating hurricane yourself years ago, about 20 years ago now. Mm-hmm. So let me start with that. They're saying that this hurricane is probably the worst that's hit Florida, that it compares probably to like an Andrew. Can you talk a little bit about that for a minute?
Well, if it truly is the worst Florida, that's a worst hurricane that's hit Florida, that's saying a lot, because we've had some bad ones. Starting back in 95 with Opal, the one that you referenced, I mean, that was unbelievable. Images, vivid images of that hurricane are still in my memory. I mean, it's something you can never forget. I think you really see the true power of God in these storms. I really do. He, every once in a while, he shows himself. And I think hurricanes, even though they do cause damage and stuff, afterwards they're for renewal. And I think that's his purpose of showing himself in those hurricanes. Andrew was another one that they said it was like a freight train going over their roof for 4 straight hours. You know, that's how powerful and loud it was. And we've had a few. Ivan was another big one. But this one is truly the biggest one that's saying a lot.
But that's what I understand. I mean, the news report and many of the pictures. I mean, the pictures. Yeah. Yeah. That are coming out right now of the devastation left behind and how slow moving it was as it made its way across. I think people don't realize, you know, when it impacted and how long. We're talking at least 3 days.
Yeah.
That it took to make its way across. You have family that were in the crosshairs of it, if you will. Talk a little bit about your dad was in Naples. Talk about his experience for a minute, if you would.
Well, I think he was one of the lucky ones. He didn't have any damage to his house, but he lost power for a couple of days. He didn't get any water inside. He didn't have any broken windows. So he was pretty much one of the lucky ones. The worst thing that happened to him is that he had to throw away a lot of stuff in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, now, let me ask you this. That's really interesting. Did he get any video of what was going on outside, or did he just hunker down on the inside, or do you know?
I don't know for sure, but my guess is that he hunkered down.
Okay.
Not too far away from him, down in the where some of the boat marinas are, it was devastation. So that's how close it came for him.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about your brother-in-law had a different experience.
Yeah, he's in Northport. I think he took more of the storm head-on. Northport is a little bit north of Port Charlotte, a little bit south of Sarasota.
Okay.
He had total devastation. His house was blown to pieces, windows broken, water inside. The live well that he drinks from was destroyed. And no power. Still doesn't have power. I think they're still sleeping in the open air because, it hasn't been repaired yet. It's going to take months for all that stuff all the paperwork and all everything to get constructed. So he's going to be sleeping under those conditions for a while. And it can get hot and muggy with a lot of mosquitoes down there, even this time of year.
Sure. Well, now, did you have a chance? I know I had shared with you some information about Steve Slepsik and their organization, RPT. I think you mentioned that you had made contact with them. Will you be following up with them today?
Well, I gave the information to my dad and my brother-in-law, and they have talked to them. I think they're trying to hash out what they can do and all the insurance, and all that stuff to see what the best options are available.
Right.
But they're down there. Anybody who needs them, I suggest you give them a call and see what they can do for you.
Yeah, and let me pull that up really quick to find that information so I can give that to them. What other impressions are you having there, Bob, with regards to what's going on? My audience is interested in what you're experiencing there as a Floridian, and a small business owner. I mean, how do you see this impacting your area? Because this went through Orlando, if I'm not mistaken. There is flooding in Orlando. This was a major portion of Florida, right across the lower third, that's just been pretty much wiped out.
Yeah, there'll be businesses that will never recover from this. They're gonna need some aid if they recover at all, because they just won't be able to survive all the losses they're gonna have to take. My sister and my nephew went down to Northport, and they couldn't get through because some of the bridges were impassable. They were, yeah, the bridge, yeah, yeah. So they had to sleep kind of in a shed that night. They had a little warehouse.
Okay.
That my nephew, yeah, so they couldn't even get there because the roads were impassable. I was, I'm still several hundred miles away in the panhandle, so I really wasn't affected up here.
Right.
But I could tell that a lot of our help crews and work crews, a lot of the traffic here is thinned out, so I think a lot of them are down there helping.
Okay. You mentioned your sister and your nephew down in that area. Can you talk a little bit more about what they said they saw? What were their impressions of the things that they saw? Because obviously your sister and you both, being Floridians, have lived through these kinds of events. What was her sense of what she saw comparative to, I don't know, what she's seen previously?
Well, it's horrific. It's, you know, there's trees all over the place. There are cars flipped over. There are boats on highways. You know, the properties smashed to smithereens. I mean, it's unless you've seen it, it's hard to believe, you know, unless you can, what these things can do, unless you've seen it up close. It's really, it's hard to digest, you know. It's just incredible. It really is. But like I said, they couldn't even get through the roads. They were broken. The bridges are impassable. They'll have to repair those.
And we're not. I mean, to give people an idea, we're not talking about a light pieces of roadway. We're talking about major concrete bridges, right? Mm-hmm. The force of the water and the surge and the storm and the eye of the storm literally have destroyed the concrete structure itself, and it's just not there anymore.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I couldn't believe, Pastor Greg, and I asked your listeners if you can Google this maybe, take a look at two pictures. The first one, Sanibel Island, before and after. Sanibel Island is a little island right outside of Fort Myers, I think, Sarasota, in that area. And then take a look, the water, and I couldn't believe this myself either, but I saw pictures. The water was actually sucked out of Tampa Bay. The whole bay was dry. The force of the storm pulled the water out of Tampa Bay. Now, once it comes back, which it will, once the surge happens, it's probably back already. It might be back even higher from the storm surge, but it actually sucked out all the water from Tampa Bay, which I couldn't believe.
All right, we're gonna in just a moment, we're gonna show you those pictures. We're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we're gonna show you for those that are viewing us, and you can watch us, by the way, at chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. We'll show you those pictures right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So my guest is Bob Gonzalez. Bob lives in Florida. He's a member of the community in Destin. He has family, of course, across Florida, down in Naples, and his brother-in-law. This, what I'm showing you right here, and let me come over here to remove a couple of pieces off the puzzle to give you a clear view. There we go. All right. So this is, you can see, I mean, you can see these houses. There's some people standing in the center, but, you know, you can just get a feel for, here's another one of the pictures of structures literally taken right down to the foundation, Bob. Here's another picture. This one shows there are a few structures out there, but the water, I mean, there's just, you know, they're an island. Another picture that just shows the devastation of the boats tossed together, vehicles trying to drive through the water. Here's Sanibel Island. The lighthouse is all that's left on that island. That's it. Here's another picture. This is a dock. You can see the boats are thrown up onto the dock. They're all scattered up onto the dock. Boats thrown up onto the front lawns of property. There are a few houses that are amazingly still standing. Here's another picture showing just the total flooding of the surge. How long are you hearing? How long it's going to be that these areas are going to be underwater, Bob?
It's going to take months before they clear everything out and you know, make it passable. It's not a matter of days or weeks; it's months.
Now, this picture here, you can see the devastation of buildings. There are some buildings that miraculously stayed standing and others near them that were just completely and utterly destroyed. Here's two caravans. You've got some trucks that are trying to drive in, and you've got others, a line of trucks that are trying to drive out. This is, let's see, flooding continues on River Road. Near Northport, here's a damaged boats that are stacked together on at the Gulf Star Marina in San Carlos Island, Florida. Homes and businesses that are flooded along Peace River. Are you familiar with that area, Arcadia?
Oh, yeah. Acadia is a little bit inland from Sarasota.
Okay. So this is Peace River, and this picture just shows, you know, everything is just underwater.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be months before, and some lives will never return to normal. Like I said, a lot of businesses will be forced to close. It's just that these things disrupt lives forever.
Fort Myers Beach, Florida, just absolute devastation in Fort Myers. Tons of devastation in Fort Myers, to the point where this one image shows there's nothing left but foundations.
Yeah.
The roads are covered in, you know, sand and dirt.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing but foundations. Only stilts of a home remain. And I would just suggest to those, you know, we run into these floods here where I'm at. And you know, we caution people, especially at times like right now, because this is the dry season. We're in the drought. And so, you know, we have people that come in and they're like, I know it's a flood zone, but I'm just going to build my house on a stilt. Folks, you know, the image that I just showed you should encourage you to be very cautious. All that's left is the stilts. There's nothing else left. This is, again, Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Just absolute total devastation, Bob.
Yeah, complete and total devastation. On page 101 of my book, A Flicker in the Water, you could see that the Hurricane Opal, there's a picture of the boat we used to fish on. We found it on the pavement. It ripped off its mooring, and it was, after the water receded, it was just sitting there on the pavement of a road. Luckily, wow. There was no damage to her. She was fine, but we had to airlift her back out and put her back in the water.
That's just crazy. Well, you know, here's an aerial view taken on September 29th shows piled up sunfish boats in the aftermath in the Fort Myers, Florida. I guess this is the barrier island of Cayo Costa. And just so folks understand, to get an idea here, we're going to take a quick break. We can come back with more, Bob, if you can stick around. But just to get an idea, in your book, which is A Flicker in the Water, in your book, you know, a lot of these places that we're talking about are places, you know, where you've gone and done fishing.
Yeah.
You know, these are Florida fishing spots that you're very familiar with. And we'll talk about some of that when we come back right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product is called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, in our last segment, Bob was talking about his boat that Opal had tossed up, and we were showing you some of the devastation, the current devastation, but here's a picture of the boat. Switch it this way. But yeah, here's a good picture of that boat, and so this was your fishing boat, and it was up on a road. Opal delivered it to a road.
On the pavement, yeah. She was floating there until she got ripped off her mooring, and she was tossed out on the road and was floating on water, and then the water receded, and she was found sitting there right on the pavement. So she was unharmed. Nothing happened to her.
Now you were telling me a little bit about this. Describe what I'm showing folks right here.
Okay, on the left is the bottom contour of the Gulf of Mexico where all the drop-offs occur.
Okay.
And you see how along Mexico and along the north coast of Florida, it gets deep very early, very close to shore. But on the west coast of Florida, it doesn't get deep as far. You know, you have to go out further before it drops. Now, on the right picture are the currents that run up into the Gulf. That's a handwritten illustration of the loop current, they call it.
Okay.
That's a warm water current that flows up from the Caribbean. And sometimes it flows barely into the Gulf and then goes between Cuba and Key West and it connects with the Gulf Stream. And other times, like it's happening this year, it flows all the way up almost to the northern Gulf, to the Florida-Louisiana border. And that's what's been happening this year. So it's sucking a lot of that warm water up with it. And I think that gives the hurricanes a little extra juice.
It's interesting, and of course these are, you know, these are the kinds of things too that as a fisherman going out in this in the sea, you know, you have to be very mindful of and very careful in planning your trip, because obviously you don't want to get caught. What was that film with George Clooney, The Perfect Storm?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want that happening to you, that's for sure.
Yeah, not a fisherman's favorite dream. You know, this is more in line with a fisherman's favorite dream right here.
Yeah.
Is this kind of a catch. So I was showing, let's go back to some more of these pictures that we have here. Of the devastation. This is Cayo Costa. Am I saying that right? The barrier on the line of Cayo Costa, west of the city of Fort Myers. Tell me a little bit about this area right here. We're seeing all the boats are just basically tossed together up against what appears to be almost like a little it's a little dock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just utter devastation. A lot of those boats will have to be, they won't be able to make it back into the water. They'll have to be replaced.
And this is, I mean, like, for example, this particular location here, this is a very popular place for folks to go and go out and have a day of fishing.
Oh, yeah. Fort Myers, all of Florida really likes to fish, all the coasts, the Panhandle. You know, people go out from all over the place.
And now, you know, these places are either underwater or in the instance of this one here, devastated. Here's a picture that I'm showing, and you can see in the picture, very similar to what Bob's boat experienced. There's a boat that's actually sitting in the middle of a road between two buildings.
Mm.
Here's a picture. This is landfall. Let me give you a couple more of these, but you can get an idea, folks, of the, you know, just the flooding that's taking place. Here's a home that's, you know, partially destroyed, the roof partially missing. And again, just utter destruction all the way around, over and over. This is a ton of boats piled up, on the land, on the opposite side of the docks where they would have originally been docked, and some pretty large boats, I might add, as we look at it. But let me go down here to kind of give you an idea as to the, let's see if I can get it to get the pictures to load for us. So these are before and after pictures. This is Loggerhead K, Gulf Breeze Cottages, and this is the before picture, and then here's the after picture. Same thing going on here at Island Inn. You know, just absolutely gorgeous area, beautiful area, and now just turned into basically a sandbar. Mitchell Sandcastles. Again, you know, you can see just how beautiful it was, and now utterly destroyed. As I'm going through these, Bob, and talking about, you know, some of these different areas and what have you, these are places that you frequented, places that you fished. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, as you watch, because I'm sure you're watching some of these images as well, like, for example, Mitchell Sandcastle. where is that in relationship to you, and have you ever fished off the coast there?
Mitchell's Sandcastle is in the Fort Myers area out in the, on the west coast. I've done some fishing on the west coast, Naples mostly, but most of my experiences are in the Key West and in the Panhandle.
Okay.
That area, I haven't been out there too much, but I'm familiar with it. Like I said, the water's pretty shallow there, so a lot of the fishing that they do is like inshore fishing and stuff like that.
Okay.
They do have ferries, though, that run from there to Key West all the time. So if you could take like a day trip from like Fort Myers to Key West from the Mitchells area. But they won't be doing that now for a while, I'm sure.
No, I imagine not. I imagine not.
Yeah.
My. It's just stunning. You know, to think about. Now I'm going to encourage you folks, if you're thinking about making a donation or you're thinking about giving, Samaritan's Purse is a great organization. Encourage you to check them out. There's an organization that I know personally that is down there. They're called Strategic Response Partners, SRP, and it's SRP24.com. If you make any donations, well, what they do actually is they don't generally take donations. What they do is they identify businesses or entities that they work with, and then they will refer you to them. Now, they do also do what's called storm wrapping, which is really an important thing, especially if what you've got is, you know, a lot of roof damage and things of that nature, and you're trying to protect the stuff that's still inside of your house. By putting storm wrap on, it gives your property the time and gives you the time to do the negotiations, as you were talking about, Bob, with the insurance companies and so on. That's going to take time. This is not an overnight situation. You're going to have to talk to the insurance companies. Some of the insurance companies, quite frankly, are going to give you a hard time. They're going to say, oh, you're not covered, you're this, you're that, oh, we're just going to cover this or that. You know, you pay them all those premiums that you pay them. And then when it comes time to pay out, there's a whole bunch of them that are just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And they'll find, and I take this from a guy who ran a subrogation company. I had 30 some odd people working for me just on the collection floor, doing nothing but subrogation, recovering from insurance companies with good policies that had just refused to pay for whatever ridiculous reason. And we literally would have to go in and argue with them about coverages and all those kinds of things in order to get our clients taken care of. So I can just tell you, it's a pistol. SRP24.com. SRP, S is in Sam, or S is in strategic, R is in response, P is in partners, SRP.com. They go out, they respond, they come in, they do rescues, all those kinds of wonderful things. But they also will refer you to the companies that they work with, that they're like, look, you know, don't waste your money on Red Cross. And I can tell you firsthand experience, and I'll tell you a little story when we get back. Bob, I thank you for being with me today. God bless you, my friend. Stay strong. We're continuing to pray for you and everybody there in Florida. I'll be back with more to close things out coming up right after this.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy?
the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen. Thank you for listening every day here to Chosen Generation Radio. Again, we thank our wonderful audience at TECN. It's TECN.TV now, but you can find us right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you're listening and you want to hear the archives, you can catch them, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and hit the archives. And I'm asking you to do two things. We had 41,000 viewers, just viewers alone. We've had 1.05 million so far this year. If you're a viewer, if you're a regular viewer, a regular listener to the Chosen Generation Radio Show, I encourage you, please, to do two things for me, if you would be so kind. Number one, if you'll share, just simply share a link to how you listen or how you view, how you see the program with a friend. Or share it on your social media page if you've got Facebook or Twitter or Parler or MeWe or CloudHub or Getter or Truth Social. Just share a link. Just copy the link and share it and let people know, hey, check this program out. We'll greatly appreciate it if everybody will do that. If we can just get one more listener this next week, one additional listener added for every person that's already listening or watching, that would be wonderful. And then the second thing I'm asking you to consider is, look, we do a lot of work here, and there's a lot that we would like to be doing. We have a lot of opportunities relative to expanding our program, radio stations, but also in addition to that, opportunities to do grassroots things and to partner with existing grassroots organizations that we have relationship with. I've got relationships with people all over the country, and I network people together. It's not about trying to create a new organization, although it is about working within those organizations and helping them and assisting and being engaged and involved, creating a Chosen Generation Army that then facilitates something that Dr. David Wormser talked about is we're all isolated, we're all separated. You know, one of the things that I found, and it's a characteristic, if you will, of the capitalistic, rugged individualism and so on, which is all wonderful. But Jesus prayed this prayer regarding Christians. I pray not for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their words, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, even that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, even that they may be also one in us, that the whole world may believe. Unity is so critically important for us in our movement. And we have so much infighting going on. So much in attacks. And it's crazy. Folks, I believe that I can help bridge some of those gaps and help bring people together. I did it on a small basis here in the Hill Country, and it worked. And there are a number of entities that are around today that are thriving today as a direct result of the work that I did to bring people together and create unity and you know, where there's redundancy, maybe there doesn't need to be as much redundancy, but everybody has their own individual gifts, talents, and abilities, and we need to support one another with those things. And so I believe that Chosen Generation can be a part of that. You can help us. In addition to that, as you know, we are doing sewing schools, we are doing outreaches, we are doing Bible school, we are helping orphans, and the sewing schools are for the widows, and we are doing freshwater wells, and you can help. And this is spurred from this. My friend David Sumrall and his wife Cindy, StopHate.com, recently sponsored a well for India. You can find their story at CG4I.com, CG4I.com. Cindy was sharing with some people at her work about this wonderful thing that happened and that they were able to be a part of, and which is so cool to share what God's doing and what God's up to. And someone in their office, who I'll be reaching out to a little bit later on today, said, "Hey, I'd like to sponsor a well. I'd like to be involved in that." So I'm going to be reaching out to them today. Word of mouth, just simple testimony and word of mouth. Your testimony about the benefit that you receive by listening to our program. This week, we're going to be talking about a number of things. We'll be talking about the court orders. There's a court order for production of Seth Rich's laptop. Let's talk about that. My son Hunter, my friend Robert Davi, who did that film, we had him on. He was the director of My Son Hunter, talking about the Hunter Biden laptop and what happened there. We'll be having more than likely Noel Fritch will be back with us, and he's got National File is the news outlet. National File, they helped to break, they did break, actually, the Ashley Biden diary story. We'll also have some focus on the FBI leadership issues that are taking place and what that's about. David Shostokos will be with us to give us a full rundown, because SCOTUS started meeting today, and they're hearing cases starting today. A lot of cases, a lot of stuff that should concern all of us. We'll have that coming up for you this week on Chosen Generation Radio. Let's see, what else do we have? We'll get David Sumrall back in here to give us some update on what he's hearing about the Oath Keepers and the trial that's going on. And there's a very unique defense that's being presented, and we'll talk about that coming up. Some other stories that are happening within the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Times, the Epoch Times. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, we're going to try and get Nan Su in here to give us an update. There's a lot going on right now with China, and a lot of questions that need to be answered with relationship to that situation. So a lot for us to cover. And so here are the thing. I'm asking for you to do two things for me, if you'd be so kind. And I thank you for watching, and I thank you for listening. Number one, tell a friend. Just tell a friend about the program. Share a link. Share a link, whether it's going on to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and going into our show archives and sharing the Spreaker link, or picking one of the other ways you can listen, which is iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn, Deezer, Spotify, Spreaker. Spreaker's important for us because if you listen to Spreaker, then Spreaker plays some commercial spots. But for every commercial spot that they play, they give something to the ministry, which is a huge blessing. It costs money to do what we do here, and we'd like to do a whole lot more, and that's where you can come in and help as well. Would you consider this week, just this week, instead of buying a cup of coffee, would you consider donating your cup of coffee? Go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or on Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or at PastorGregCGR, at PastorGregCGR. We'll greatly appreciate it. Hey, I'm out of time, folks. Listen, don't go anywhere. Jennifer is coming up at you next, and we'll have that coming up right after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.